The Off The Ball Podcast Network.
All right, you're welcome along to Thursday's Off The Ball. Nathan with you till 10 o'clock. Busy show ahead. We'll have John Muldoon and Keith Wood on air just after 8 o'clock because the Irish team to play Japan has been named. Jack Carthy is going to start at about half. John Muldoon spent many years playing with him at Connacht, so he'll give us some good insight into that selection. John Giles is always in studio at 7:30, looking at a difficult week for Spurs and Manchester United, and maybe some other news that's been circulating around the world of football as well.
What could you be on about, Nathan? What could you be talking about?
Really? Like, John will come with the good stuff, but there's only one thing we want his thoughts on. What do you think he makes of Kevin Coban going on Dancing on Ice?
Can you imagine what Charles will say?
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, ask John that.
Oh, look.
Yeah.
What's this?
Theme tune.
I've never heard the full theme tune.
I don't think John will be too impressed.
Sounds like a generic rugby bumper.
Like, it's ITV.
No, but this sounds like, you know, the live stream for like World Rugby Show in the Under 20 Championship.
This is pure drama. It sounds shit all.
Imagine what you're going to feel like. Is it the first weekend in January? Is that the first weekend you'll be actually on ice
on
the telly?
I'm not sure the official. I think it's about the 3rd, 4th of January, around that it is, yeah.
FA Cup weekend.
Is that what it is, yeah?
Big viewing figures.
It will be, yeah. You can't have a big Christmas.
How nervous do you think you're going to be?
Oh, I have to come off the drink.
Well,
And I've said it a couple of times. Now, the first thing Nathan said to me, I was chatting to Nathan about it on Friday, he said, mate, you better go in the gym. You better start working out, pal.
Coming from him?
Why go for the cheap shot?
Why go for the cheap shot, Richie?
It's easy.
I didn't say that.
No, he didn't. Because he understands that I'm not the one who's going to be appearing on the telly, thankfully for everybody, with a top open right down to me belly button, like Kilban will be.
Nice.
And the tightest of tight pants.
Whoa.
He is going to need some reinforcement.
In which department?
Many departments.
You're going to need some protection there.
Do you think?
Ah, yeah, you could end up like doing the splits.
Oh, people get sliced open all the time, Kev, really? In all manner of ways.
Absolutely.
If you go on the Dancing on Ice Wikipedia page, which I'll be honest, I may have done several times over the past 48 hours, one of the first things that come up is all the gruesome injuries that people have suffered down through the years.
Yeah, I saw the one, the girl from one of the reality shows.
From one of the reality shows now.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine for a whole generation of people, your 110 Ireland appearances, your 400 appearances in the Premier League are an irrelevance. They will only know you forevermore. Is that the guy that was on the dancing that time?
Well, he's off to a good start. So I was looking at the Dancing on Ice Instagram page.
Well, yeah, really?
When they announced he's going to be competing. Some of the first...
What was the message? Right?
Oh, he's kicking off the boots for the skates. Kevin Coban will be joining us on the ice. The first responders, Annalise_Cheryl said, OMG first. So she was in there with the first comment. Little Mix LGBT12 said, who? Mrs_Doodles asked, who is he?
Yeah, I got a lot of that.
And then Mr. SKJ 2010 asked somebody, who is this fella?
Well, they're all going to know. This is going to bring him to a whole new
There was
audience.
A lot of that, as I was saying, like the famous words of Martin Brennan, who the hell is that? That's exactly the responses that we were getting, yeah.
So when is the new regime starting? Because last night we ended up in a situation where there were a couple of pints and you spent the entire time while having a pint going, I've got to give this up. This is the last of it.
Yeah, the booze will be stopping, yeah, definitely. I'm starting Monday, essentially. Monday, I've got a couple of things, Monday, Tuesday, next week. And then fully, it'll be next Thursday, Friday. So from a week Monday, I'll be fully...
Back into like footballer diet? Are you going to be that heavy?
Well, I was making the point.
I'm going to have to lose weight. I'm going to have to get fit in some way.
No, but you see, I think you're looking at it all wrong. So you're going and looking at this as a vanity project because you are going to be appearing on primetime national television half naked. So understandably, you've got to consider that.
Yeah.
But
today we're talking colours and things like
that. Is that what is best for you to win this? So yeah, you look good, but you need to work on certain movements, certain core stability issues. So maybe you need a different type of trainer and not just be at the gym.
No, I did,
gym.
Yeah. Maura Trass was talking to her last week and she was telling me about Pilates. You've definitely got to start Pilates.
Oh, you've got flexibility. Anything to do with that.
Yeah, core. Like,
give Ryan Giggs a call.
Yeah. There's
nothing to do with Dancing on Ice, just...
There's things. Well, there's things I need to work on. Let's be honest now.
The full lineup has been confirmed. Now, if there's Dancing on Ice, and I've watched this considerably, my wife is a big fan.
Let's kick it.
And she is annoying me already about tickets, Kevin.
Yeah.
So can I get a firm commitment live on air? that the Murphy family will get an outing?
Well, I gave you a film commitment last night. Yes, of course.
Great.
I'll keep the Murphy
family. We are delighted.
All happy, yeah.
What was the headline on the front? But this is where your life is now, Kev. What was the headline on the front of the paper this morning?
I don't know. Go on. What was it?
Kill Banny Flutters. So the full lineup has been confirmed, people.
Oh, yes.
Kev's not going to be on probably for the next 3 months for your practice and your actual live appearances, so we won't be talking about this every night. Well, not all night every night, but
yeah.
Considerably. I presume we'll have a special podcast.
We're replacing the
full live show on a Sunday night. So the full lineup is confirmed.
Go on.
Maura Higgins.
Yeah, Long for the Woman Like Me Mum.
Oh,
you know, there you go.
The
connection's already started, yeah.
Face. I'm regretting already going through the full lineup. Yeah. Michael Barrymore. Former TV celebrity.
His mum's from Belmullet. Belmullet man, Mayo man.
Nicely handled, Nathan.
There you go.
Joe Swash.
Wasn't he? Do you know what? He was in a video we watched on HMV once.
He is about reality TV expert.
Mainstay.
Yeah. Veteran. He's been on them all. He was on I'm a Celebrity and then hosted I'm a Celebrity. Now, this is where I have an issue with these sort of shows.
That's where you're going to be next.
Perry Kiley. Perry Kiley was the little lad in Diversity with the big hair. Now he's a slightly bigger lad, still has big hair, but he is a professional dancer.
No.
It's a different...
I couldn't care less.
It's a different...
Kevin Kilbane has to both learn how to ice skate and how to dance. This guy is a genius at one of them.
I've perennially had this problem with Strictly. Like, everybody from Debbie McGee, who was like a trained dancer, was...
That's
like
ridiculous.
Last year.
The guy who won Dancing on Ice last year was a professional dancer.
James Jordan.
On Strictly.
Yeah. Oh.
So you need to raise these issues right now, just so it gets evened out. So they're going to play Ice Ice Baby. Do you think they'll try and get you to do keepy uppies in ice skates?
There will be a football-themed dance at some stage.
Do you think?
Oh, you'll be in a jersey. Well, or
what will the music be? Will it be something like Match the Day theme tune?
Here's one.
Go for BBC.
Here's one. What if they... Well, you see the ones...
St. Greavesy.
What?
Oh.
No.
What even better? Yeah.
It's Coming Home.
What?
Football's Coming Home.
For Kevin Kilbane.
What should
you
do?
Anyways, other happen. Contestants.
Yeah.
Caprice.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Tony Adams' ex.
Really?
Well.
Didn't know that.
Libby Clegg.
Who
is a Paralympian blind runner?
Okay,
she has to be a heavy favourite.
Oscar. Another athlete,
Lucrezia Millerini, who's an ITV news reader.
Yeah. In house.
Lisa George, who's an actress on Coronation Street.
Right.
H from Steps.
Oh, there's your winner.
Everyone just calls him H from Steps because if you Google his real name, you get a completely different person, which he's actually made quite a lot of money off because one of the newspapers made such a similar mistake. Don't do it. Ben Hanlon, who's a magician. Kevin Kilbane and Trisha Goddard.
Trisha from the TV.
Yeah.
Trisha, that's good.
Class.
You're going to have some crack with this.
Yeah.
Can you get us Trisha's autograph?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Now that it's fully sunk in.
Signed 8x12 of Barrymore as well, please.
On a level of excitement and nervousness, where are you?
I think once I get onto the ice next week, that is when the reality is going to kick in on how shite I am. So that is where I will be then bricking it.
Have you ever ice skated for fun, like?
Yeah, with the kids, okay. Yeah.
And did you have any sort of a natural talent?
I could skate, I could stay on my feet.
Oh, could you?
That was about it, yeah.
That's slightly more than I could do.
Yeah. Because going to one of those ice rinks, and as luck would have it, everything's falling into place for Kevin, the guy who runs Dundrum and Ice... Yeah. Met him last night.
Yeah.
Suddenly, Kev now owns Dundrum on Ice, pretty much. Free use of it whenever he wants.
You could go to Blanche at Christmas as well and be sorted.
Blanche, and there's one in Swords as well. Swords and Dundrum.
You can see why they signed him up.
Blanche,
the amount of promotion he did right there.
Sorted.
When did Expose move to Off the Ball? Scarlet for all of you, says Paddy and Kildare.
He's got a point.
I'm not Scarlet.
Kevin, it's not the pints, it's the kebab at the end of the night.
Is it?
Says the walk-in.
No, it absolutely is.
Zaytun is always the place to go. And
well, that's...
I'm fond of it.
Like, this is a quiet Christmas for you coming up, Kev.
I know.
Are you mentally prepared for that?
Yeah, since I've finished playing, I'd probably say my Christmas has been anything but quiet.
They've been large.
Yeah, they have, yeah. So, yeah, this could be a different Christmas, yeah.
I just want to see you doing one week where you're just hanging. Just absolutely...
You can't get on the ice. You can be breathalyzed before you get on the ice.
But like,
what?
You could be breathless.
I've been told that, yeah.
But you could still be hanging. Like, you'd be absolutely like, oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. like when you...
I'm not well.
People are, like, obviously people are intrigued as to why you're doing this. The money. But people are intrigued as to why you're doing this, Kevin. But it's easy to see already. He's on the Late Late Show tomorrow night. Within a day, he's on the biggest TV show in the country.
Oh, can you have a few words of tubs for me, can you?
Well, I don't want to.
I just, you know, words. I'll talk to you about it off air.
All right, yeah.
Like, this is having a real effect on your career already. I'm just worried that by the time this is over, you won't have time for Off the Ball anymore.
He doesn't have time for Off the Ball anyway, Nathan.
It's just a bit upsetting.
Is it? Like, Nathan, I've always got time for you. You know that. You know that.
Other footballers who appear in Dancing on Ice. David Seaman was on season one back in 2006.
Yeah, met his current wife on Dancing on Ice.
Well.
Yeah.
Is she current a wife. Or a celebrity?
I'm not sure if that's his wife in that picture there, but I know he met his current wife on Dancing on Ice.
Well, there's just allegations being thrown around the place right now. He finished fourth.
Yeah.
Well done, Seaman.
Season two, Lee Sharp.
Mm.
Finished fifth.
Respectable.
The Sharp looks good there. Season four, Graeme Lasso was the first person eliminated.
Oh, I think I've got to beat Graeme.
Actual shame of it.
Good lad as well, Graeme.
And there hasn't been a footballer on it since Graeme Lasso 10 years ago.
Oh, no. So it's pressure then, yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Wow.
Yes. Has it been going that long?
Just don't get knocked out in the
how
first
long
week.
Has it been, how long has it, no, there was a 4-year gap.
2006.
There was a 4-year gap, yeah.
Yeah, back when it was at its peak in 2009.
Yeah.
Now it's scraping the barrel of the Lasso Cup.
So they tell me.
Anyways, yeah. I presume we'll have a little bit more on Dancing on Ice to come over the coming months.
Yeah.
Ever so slightly.
Come on, let's talk sport.
53106 is the text number.
Sport.
Where are we starting, Richie?
We'll start in Japan. Jack Carty given the chance to impress it at half in Ireland's second pool game of the Rugby World Cup. The Connacht man replaces Jonathan Sexton for Saturday's meeting with the hosts in Shizuoka. Sexton won't be involved this week, with Joey Carberry providing cover for Carty on the bench. Elsewhere, Rob Kearney, Keith Earls and Chris Farrell come in for Jordan Larmour, Andrew Conway and Bundy Aki. Peter O'Mahony continues on the blind side after coming through his head injury assessments, meaning the Ireland's pack is unchanged. Jack Conan was due to start, but he picked up an injury in training this morning and he's no longer available. Head coach Joe Schmidt has the utmost faith in Carty's abilities in the number 10 shirt.
Yeah, he's very calm. You know, he doesn't get ruffled easily. He doesn't get distracted by an error that he might make, or distracted by people trying to put pressure on him. He stays in the zone incredibly well. So for us, with Jack, there's a lot of confidence, not just from the coaching staff, from the players as well. And so his the spectrum of skills that he brings, obviously I mentioned his kicking game, his angled kicking game, for us to get out of our 22 was super in the weekend, and he put that ball through on the ground. I think he's got a bit of a running game. Obviously, he takes the ball to the line like he did against Wales and links up with players. And, you know, that's another attacking threat that he brings. And defensively, we've been really happy with the progress he's made in Connacht in recent times and now, obviously, into the national side.
Earlier this morning, Italy all but secured qualification for the next World Cup with a 48-7 bonus point win over Canada. Conor O'Shea's side sit top of Pool B on 10 points, but they have games still to come against the Springboks and the All Blacks. England are top of Pool C this evening after securing their second bonus point win of the tournament. Eddie Jones' side ran in 7 tries in a 45-7 win over the USA in Kobe.
The stars on Dancing on Ice should wear body armour until they stop falling. There'll be a massive reduction in injuries. When skiing and ice skating, I wear a helmet and wrist guards and used to wear knee pads, an armoured shirt and armoured shorts. I'd say you're great crack, says Gary, the ski instructor. So it all worked from in the end.
You're going to have a bad time. It's like, see, that's Emma Collins' fall from last year, Kev.
Well, that was the one. That was the one. Oh. I was the thing. I saw that fall, yeah.
On her
flat
snot.
On the face, yeah. Right on a mush.
6 worst injuries. Jennifer Ellison of Brookie cuts her head open with her own skate.
Jesus.
She was trying a fierce scorpion kick, extending her leg towards the back of her own head.
Oh, yeah.
Keith Chegwin.
Cheggers.
Cracked his ribs and broke his shoulder.
God rest his soul.
David Seaman, aforementioned, dropped his partner during the highly dangerous headbanger. Dropped her straight onto the ice. It's not that funny. Anthony Cotton fractured his ribs. Vanilla Ice cracked open his eye socket.
But did Vanilla Ice do it? What was his name? Van Winkle. What's his name? You know his name.
Eric Van Winkle, is it?
I think it's it, yeah.
Interesting fact about this song. He originally tried to claim this wasn't a sample. Of Queen. He was like, no, completely made up a bass line of Brown. Queen weren't having it.
Did he say stop, collaborate and listen? No. Jimmy's like, no, nah, not having
it. Even for you.
Beth Tweddle nearly knocked herself out. She had a long running issue with reality TV shows, and she was on that program The Jump, which was that's where you're heading next, Kev, where it was basically a ski jump.
Oh, Barry Davis had to do a commentary on that.
She had like a horrific injury out of it. So we're just warning you, Kev, these are the type of terrible things that may happen to you over the next while.
Do you still get your full fee if you injure yourself?
Yeah, what's the contract like? How much are you getting, Kev? Come on, this is all the people really want to know.
Don't be grubby about it. Do you still, like, say you do like slice like part of your leg off in the first, second week. Do you still get like the full fee?
I've not discussed that actually, Rich.
Something to look into.
Have you received a fee up front?
I'm not talking financial. I'm not in it for the money.
I'm not looking for numbers.
I'm in it because to learn a new skill, Richie. You know, this is it's big. It's big to, you know, so.
Was your body insured when you were a footballer?
Not the last few years. As you got older through your career. As you got older through your career, insurance premiums went from probably a couple of grand.
And did you pay that or did the clubs pay that?
Sometimes in your contract, but then it was a benefit in kind, wasn't it? So then you were paying the tax on that. It would just become a little bit. When you got over 30, the premiums were sky high. So, yeah, I didn't really get insured the last couple
of years. Kev, just go back to the Maguire excess energy levels chat from the other night.
We had that. I tell you, I've got to say this, Dad. I've said so. We had a chat the other night about whether or not I was going to neuter Maguire or not. So I was in the park yesterday, come out of the park, fella winds his window down the car and he went, Kev, whatever you do, do not chop off his balls. This fella said, that was like, Jesus. So yeah, that was the response I got from Tuesday night show, yeah.
If you're randomly protective of dogs' testicles, do get in contact for 5:16.
Anyways, Dinny Tobog is suggesting you bring Maguire out on the ice rink and that will tire him out.
Who let the dogs out?
Yes. Oh, that could be a novelty act, like week four, if ratings aren't great.
They get to bring their own pet.
What else we got, Richie?
All right. Kind of do the serious news because it's actually not a great story. Derby manager Philip Cuckoo says his captain Richard Kilfield is extremely down about his season-ending injury. The Republic of Ireland defender sustained a serious knee injury as the result of what his club called an alcohol-related incident on Tuesday night. Kilfield was involved in a car crash which has seen teammates Mason Bennett and Tom Lawrence charged with drink driving. It means that both Kilfield and Shane Duffy will miss the Republic of Ireland's Euro 2020 qualifiers away to Georgia and Switzerland next month. Duffy suffered a calf injury in Brighton's Carabao Cup defeat to Aston Villa last night and his club say he'll be out for several weeks, while Cuckoo says Kyo is full of regret for the events of Tuesday night.
I've spoken, he was in there for a short moment and I've spoken briefly because there's a lot going on at the moment, of course.
How is he? What's his reaction?
He's extremely down, of course, yeah, because he realises what's going on for him personally, and of course as a responsible player, as a captain in the team, that he's not part of the team anymore, and then of course that does something with the player.
You talked earlier about, you know, you left it to senior players to take responsibility. Does he feel that feeling that he should have been the person responsible for making sure nothing like this happened?
I think he feels responsible, like I said, More senior players always have to step up and take responsibility, and now it's got a huge effect on him personally, and so it's a lot to deal with for him.
It's a nightmare, isn't it?
Terrible story, clearly, and Richard Keogh has messed up badly and is going to have long-term consequences. He misses out on the rest of this season, which could well, and who knows, may well still end with him playing for the Republic of Ireland at Euro 2020. But this puts that
potentially
in massive,
it's the end of everything, isn't it?
And where his club career goes from here, like Derby's statement, so they can't really comment at the moment on Mason Bennett and Tom Lawrence, who were both charged with drink driving, because obviously that'll have to go through the court system. But Richard Keogh, in the statement, the way they talk about him, it's hard to see how he comes back. Says the players were out as part of a scheduled team building dinner with staff. It seems they're out bowling, and the majority of them left at around 8 o'clock, weren't involved, but a small group, including team captain Richard Keogh, continued drinking into the night. They should have known when to stop and also ignored the opportunity to be driven home using cars laid on by the club, chose to stay out. As a result of an alcohol-related incident, Richard Keogh sustained a serious knee injury that will prevent him from playing until the end of the season. The players involved in the incident will be subject to a rigorous internal investigation under the club's code of conduct and disciplinary procedures.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I was talking to one of his ex-teammates today, actually, Randy. I was saying, look, he never missed a day's training. He was a very, very good professional, great in the dressing room, and this is certainly out of character from, from what I would know of him. And it's just a sad story, isn't it? It is. You certainly can't condone it with what's happened for him, but this potentially could be the end of his career. And I know you said that, what, his age, is he 33? Certainly his international career could be the end of his international career. And that's where it's just, it would be hard to take for him anyway.
Because there is obviously now, and we look at this very much with green tinted glasses, clearly there's a side to this, it could have been far, far more serious. And fortunately it wasn't. Fortunately nobody was killed because of this.
Yeah.
But Mick McCarthy, God knows what he is thinking looking at this today, having had... The main strength of Mick McCarthy's tenure has been defensively. Ireland have been so strong.
Yeah.
He's had the same back five in every game.
Yeah.
And now he's going to Georgia next month with Enda Stephen suspended, Richard Keogh unavailable, and Shane Duffy, it looks as though, is injured and is going to miss both matches.
Yeah. But it is. It's where we go. I mean, luckily for Mick, you would say that, well, he played Kevin Long and John Egan in the last game against Bulgaria, so at least he knows he's used that pairing together. So that's... You know, that was perfect timing. He got those two into the game, but got those two some game time. But yeah, it is. And you say we've actually looked quite good. Apart, take the Denmark game out under Martin O'Neill. We've actually looked quite good defensively, no matter who we've played against. It hasn't been great in terms of playing out from the back. We know that, but we have looked quite solid defensively, and that's largely been down to Shane Duffy, who's been our best player over the last couple of years. So to miss him was a huge blow. Now, Keogh, of course, Enda Stephen, as you're saying, Seamus Coleman. I mean, let's see how he goes in the next few weeks as well, getting game time for Everton, because the suggestion was this week from Marco Silva that he's going to struggle to maintain his place at Everton. So we do have worry defensively, yeah, but I'd just be hopeful that Egan and Long can step up and play well. And we've still got lads that have been doing quite well in the Championship, Collins at Stoke, Masterson at QPR, that have been getting game time this season, and there are one or two others, aren't there?
Darrell Lenihan, Derek Williams.
Yes, we've got players that have been getting game time, which has been good.
The All-Star nominations, right, Richie?
Yeah, they came out this morning. All-Ireland champions Tipperary have been rewarded with 11 nominees for the 2019 PWC All-Star Hurling Team of the Year. Tip forward Seamus Callanan has been nominated for Player of the Year alongside Kilkenny's prolific forward TJ Reid and Cork's Patrick Horgan. No room, though, on that three-man shortlist, you'll notice, for All-Ireland final man of the match, Noel McGrath. Kyle Hayes will be hoping to secure back-to-back Young Player of the Year awards, something not achieved since Owen Kelly did it in 2002. He's nominated alongside Kilkenny forward Adrian Mullen and Wexford's Rory O'Connor. In all, 8 counties are represented among the 45 nominees, with Kilkenny and Limerick both receiving 9. Wexford, for their part, have 8, and 2 each for Laois, Cork and Dublin.
On October 15th, we're going to be back at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre with Michael Lina, Brian O'Driscoll, Keith Wood, Paul Howard, Malcolm O'Kelly, and two big, big announcements, Kevin. Danny Corona, as it's wrote in front of me here, Danny O'Reilly from the Coronas is going to be there on the night. He's just been over in Japan.
You're going to tell him about our experience of sitting watching the All-Ireland final alongside him?
Well, he was there, so I presume he remembers.
Well, I mean, our experience afterwards, because we spoke about that in private.
We did. Well, Danny's a lovely fella.
Yeah.
But great, when Mayo just been beaten in the All-Ireland final, the last thing you want is to be sitting there while he's singing, taking centre stage.
Yeah.
What was he singing? Molly Malone.
Yeah.
The Owl Triangle. Oh.
That was hard to take, wasn't it?
And he stood just in front of the door, so he couldn't get out.
Yeah, on a hole.
Like, everyone else was enjoying it and delighted for the free gig.
Yeah.
We're like, oh my, not now.
Yeah.
So I will bring that up in the night.
Good, yeah, good.
I'll get him to do a cover of the Green and Red.
Yeah.
Just to make up. But anyways, Danny Corona is going to be there. And Kev, wait for this. Somebody who's actually won a reality TV show. Love Island's Greg O'Shea. Love Island's Greg O'Shea.
I feel like there should have been a sound effect from inside.
He's going to be there.
But he won Love Island.
The Love Island.
Yeah.
Ahead of your Maura.
Oh, was that the last series of Love Island, was it?
Just there.
Oh, was it?
Dear God, we should have spoken about this in advance.
Yeah.
Anyways, so the full lineup, Kev. Get excited about this. Michael Lina, Brian O'Driscoll, Keith Wood, Paul Howard, Malcolm O'Kelly, Danny Corona, not his official name, and Love Island winner, Greg O'Shea.
Yeah.
Also a rugby man.
Yeah. He played for... Is he from Limerick? He's from Limerick, isn't he?
He is from Limerick. Plays for the Ireland Sevens.
Right. Oh, there you go.
He had been away with the Ireland Sevens just before Love Island. That's why he went in late. Even though I've never watched Love Island, I still know all about it. Because Joe is not around, Kev. Guess who is presenting genuine rugby man, live at the Borgosh Theatre.
Nathan.
All by himself.
Don't put him on stage.
Yes, indeed. If you want to come along, and why wouldn't you want to come along, offtheball.com/events is the place to go for tickets. It's all in association with Heineken, official worldwide partner to Rugby World Cup Japan 2019. Visit drinkaware.ie.
The table has been set for Liam Cahill to become the new Waterford senior hurling manager. Tipperary have confirmed he's decided not to seek a further spell in charge of their under-20 side after serving a two-year term. It's been a successful one. During his time, Cahill led Tipperary to under-20, under-21 and minor hurling titles. He's believed to be the Waterford selection committee's preferred candidate to replace Porrig Fanning. Staying with GAA, and Tyrone assistant Gavin Devlin has been banned from GAA for 24 weeks. He's had the suspension upheld by the Central Hearings Committee after he was accused of disruptive conduct by a supporter, not causing the premature termination of a game. The incident occurred during an under-15 academy tournament meeting of Tyrone and Down. While former Tipperary hurler Owen Brislin has been given a total of 16 weeks worth of bans for an incident in another under-15 game. He was given 4 weeks for abusive language towards a referee and 12 for minor physical interference with a referee.
And we're out of time, Richie, but I know you're buzzing for tomorrow night. Are you getting to go?
I'm nervous. I'm going to be here. I'm stuck here.
No.
Yeah, I have to announce it to the radio that Bowes have beaten Rovers in the Cup semi-final.
Is that live on TV?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I can't make it.
I've got something else on.
Got something else on, yeah.
Got a bigger gig.
So I'll watch that, yeah. I'll watch that.
Watch in the green room, will you? Good man.
Better come out in a red and black kind of scarf. Give it to Dubs. Craig Doyle once had a Bowes section on his show when he was doing a random midweek thing back in the day.
Oh, really?
You did, yeah?
Anyways, give us the team news.
With Johnny Logan.
Or else there'll be no Bowes news.
Andre Wright, a major doubt for tomorrow night's FA Cup semi-final with Shamrock Rovers. The Bohemian striker limped out of last week's draw with Derry City with an ankle injury. He joins Danny Mandrew, Keith Buckley and Connor Levingston as major doubts for the sold-out game at the home of Irish football, Dalymount Park.
All right, Richie. Best of luck with that.
Thanks, man.
Kev, you'll be back for the football show. Your former teammate Leon Osman is going to be with us as well.
Yes, indeed.
See what the hell is going on at Everton. We've got John Muldoon and Keith Wood coming up after 8 o'clock talking about the Irish rugby team to face Japan. But it is heading towards 7:30 on a Thursday. So as always, we'll be joined next by John Giles.
That was an Off the Ball Podcast Network presentation.